This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 73 for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE futures canola market is slightly higher on Thursday morning, trying to find direction despite stronger crude oil prices. Sun and cloud with little precipitation are expected for the prairies today, with high temperatures ranging from 15 to 25 degrees Celsius. However, Saskatchewan and Manitoba should see some rain showers tomorrow and Saturday. Crude oil prices are on the rise, with traders weighing demand after the U.S. Federal Reserve announced yesterday it was raising its policy rate by 75 basis points to 3.25%. Chicago soybean is also higher to start the day, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are mostly higher. The Canadian dollar continues its ongoing weakness, declining more than half of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is up $4 per ton at $806.20. In the U.S., corn, soybean, and wheat prices are showing some weakness. Despite high corn prices, they are still meeting resistance at the $7 U.S. per bushel mark. The USDA is reporting 182,300 tons of U.S. corn were exported during the previous week, lower than trade expectations of 400,000 to 850,000 tons. Ethanol production also went down to an 18-month low of 901,000 barrels per day last week. One estimate for Argentina's corn crop was lowered by 2 million tons to 56 million due to drought conditions. The December corn contract is unchanged at $6.85 U.S. per bushel. Soybeans are slightly lower, trading below unchanged, but are still near three-month highs. These high prices are supported by a lower production outlook plus high crush demand. Export sales of U.S. soybeans last week were 446,400 tons, lower than estimates of 500,000 to 1 million. Soy meal exports were 186,100 tons, and soy oil exports were 2,600 tons, both within pre-report estimates. The November soybean contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.58. Wheat prices are mostly lower on Thursday despite a seasonal forecast showing drought to persist in most of the western U.S. However, rains in Kansas are expected to improve wheat growing conditions there. Concerns over Ukrainian grain shipments on the Black Sea are also providing support to prices. However, export sales of U.S. wheat were 182,500 tons last week, lower than estimates between 200,000 and 500,000 tons. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.66. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $9.64 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, September 22nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.